Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 303, and it is the 27th of April, Nick. It is ridiculously early, because I'm just, I don't know what I am, filling the blanks really, to getting here selling early, but heavy bags again. So, it's Brentford, and I don't know how sure tonight is going to go, but I tell you what, my general mood remains that the chaos, the soap operas are elsewhere. We've just had a few weeks since Leeds, you know, like the disappointment, but since Chelsea, have just like, oh yeah, yeah, okay, looking forward, looking ahead to, I've got a feeling one of these is going to be a draw, either today or Sunday, please not both, please 6 points, but I'm just thinking, looking forward to the transfer window, looking forward to next season, you know, like, that's such a lovely feeling. And you are preconditioned to realise, oh, this could go to shit all again, you know, like, we've been on this fucking rodeo many a time. But just for now, like, someone made a point earlier, isn't it funny how Carrick's not doing thousands of interviews a day? And it might be, he probably is, because they're, you know, there's a set of thing that they have to do for all the organisations, but he's so middle of the road in a good way that you're just not hearing it. You're not hearing about suffering, you're not hearing about I didn't want to go to games. You're just like, and that obviously is all, football is entirely dictated by results, and results are good, so the mood, you know, everyone feels a lot better. And read my editorial, please buy the, well, this would be, can't unless you go in a time travel quantum leap.
Unless you buy online.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, yeah, good point. Well, maybe, Ben. Please buy the new mag, because my editorial is a rambling ode to just why we still will do this. But it is just fundamentally that the world spins so madly at the moment that if we can hold the earth around Old Trafford and it's a bit firmer and everything's a bit more secure around here, superficial or sad it may be to outsiders, but it just feels fucking wonderful. Right, I have got, before I go to Ben and Zayden, a lad who appeared on the Brighton pod who was really articulate to Nick when he took charge. I just said, are you about today? And he went, no, obviously, because of these bloody Mondays. So he went, these Monday 8 p.m. don't work for me. I hate them. Presume that's just work, you know, like, it's so hard. Mag latest cover. Hopefully this is the last one for a long time, as we'll be too busy flying the red flag in Europe next season. Amen to that, mate. Hoping to get a couple for the Forest game, let me know. But just enjoy tonight. Let's get the win and tell the FA, the PL, the Premier League, the TV to shove their fixture schedule up their arse, to the regiment, up the fucking Reds, Mark. And I said to him, like you all, get writing in the summer, please. We started the campaign a week ago, and I know times are hard. Everyone's feeling it. You just can't go out the front door with everything being 10% more expensive than it was when you left the front door. So I know it's hard to be asking to sub a fanzine, but in a bland corporate world, we're independent. I'll make so many fuck-ups. We'll all make so many fuck-ups, but that's life. But we're an independent mag who just stands here. We're nothing big, we're nothing clever, but what we are is, we are this. And I want to do it for one more year with all your help, with all your contributions, with all the things you do. It's like, it's just a wonderful thing to be here and still be here. So 91 people have subbed already. I know there's loads of time, so I usually panic and I do get stressed out of it, because I think I just want to make it. So thanks to everyone who has and will. And I want to still sell it at the game, so if you do it that way, but just keep an eye on it. Tick it over and just think, again, I know times are hard, but then think about a donated sub that we can offer it. If your circumstances, no questions asked, just drop us a line that people are subbing for another person and we can offer one of those up. But it just remains like, you let Red News in your lives, and it's so humbling to that. And to just let us do it for one more year, please. So if you have 28 quid for a PDF, 45.50 for a print, in a world where everyone, you know, corporatisation of the world, is that a word? We'll just take. We're offering you something, and it's your voices, your culture. So, hello, Ben. God, I ramble like a good one, don't I? I literally haven't spoken
perfect
to anyone.
Perfect sales pitch, though, that, wasn't it? That's a perfect sales pitch for me.
When you don't speak to anyone else, apart from a wife who doesn't want to listen, and a son who just says, shut up.
Do you practice in front of the mirror?
No! No. God, look, I try and limit my time in front of a mirror. There's a lovely lad, the mags were really heavy from the tram stop, called Umar from Pakistan, who's starting his first day at the club. And we chatted, and he said, can I help you? Like, and he said, you're an old man. Can I help you with the bags? But we chatted, and he was really nervous, and we talked Punjab food, and he felt better going in. So I just thought, that's, you know
what
it's rich
about,
tapestry.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, that buddy. A fair play for him to offer in your hand as well to help, you know. In a day and age where most people just ignore you, let you struggle.
In Pakistan, that's where they would help. Like, if they saw someone in need, so I said, that's why I always say to my boy that the people around the world are pretty much the same. And it's politicians of all sides who skewer it, you know, like, but the people are genuinely just trying to make their best with what they've got around the world. Apart from, I might say, apologies for this Russia, because they always look so intimidating and
they're
mean when I've been there.
To be fair,
to United. Hello, sorry, I'm just
no, rambling. Just the guy's quote that you wrote out, that Forest game still a bit of a piss take.
So we're what, 21 days, and I thought they'd
and
do
it could
this
still
morning.
Go right to the wire with that apparently as well. They could still say, let's see who's still in Europe or not. And Liverpool could be playing on the same day, so. If you've got two Friday night fixtures and Liverpool's going to be one of them and Man United, they're going to be... They want to try and separate them somehow so you can get the majority
it's
of the TV audience.
It's just an utter piss take. You know, like, people have plans to make... There's the Red News... There's so many things that they just don't give a shit. And the plea is for this, Mag, if you haven't read it yet, buy it. It's just like, we need to come together because every Premier League team's facing it. And we've got an interesting thing, two things in the new Mag Sunday. So sorry, we're asking you to buy two mags in a week. You know, is Ben's written a really good, so about the Academy, one to watch out for. No spoilers whatsoever. But it's really well written, Ben, and I really enjoyed it. So we'll talk more, giving you a little thing next season, like every mag to write about it. But also, Dunk does an interesting thing about how fans are treated around Europe.
Yeah,
and obviously
it's
different because we're a massive club and we're a seller. But what there's a Liverpool fan who's got like three quarters of a page just explaining here their experiences.
Yeah.
And it's almost, as I've said, like gone are the days. Hiya, David, you're right. Gone are the days of like a club taking a year or two to pick up on what other clubs are doing.
Yeah.
They're just doing it straight away now.
Yeah.
They know they're so it's all attendances, allowances, how many you can do. And there's the Fulham fan who interrupted, but was seemed a good lad in the end. You know, like Chelsea, you can't even forward. It's got to be, you know, to the club so they can make their money. You can't forward more than one.
Right, all right.
So,
it's ridiculous, isn't it? And you wonder why people are protesting left, right and centre. So there was a Liverpool at the weekend at the yellow cards.
Right,
about their ticket pricing and stuff
we
like that.
We all have our, you know, animosity, but they do get off their arses, that.
Exactly. Exactly, you know what I mean? And maybe it's a lesson we might need to take, you know, take with us as well. You know, yes, we've done various different protests and everything, but every time it seems to be, let's get at them, let's keep on them, we seem to take the foot off the gas a bit, you know. And yes, you're rightly so, you like, you know, I think, you know, those people that organise the protests are far more, you know, included than I am, like, you know, and they're far more... You know, they know far more reds than I do.
But I think it's all of us, because as I said in the mag, you know, I tut and I go, this is disgrace. But, you know, and I have joined all the protests when the going in late, leaving early. You know, like, but maybe like, you know, I don't know what I'd call myself, but like, you know, the, not militant reds, I'm militant in my thoughts, but if not my actions, but maybe we all need to do something. Manu, I keep thinking, Kobe is, you know, so tidy with the ball, could have been on loan somewhere else.
Chelsea.
And it's just like, it's just the simple things, and when someone does the simple things really well, it allows the team to flourish, and like Bruno's just on a mission at the moment to be as good as Bruno possibly can be, so it just allows us, but we're losing Casemiro, I don't know, you know, like you hear names, but the one Elliot Anderson, all the names that everyone is saying, you know, no one at the club says, oh, we're gone are the days of them saying, you know, Berbatov's right done and I'll put that on the foot. That just doesn't happen anymore. But, you know, Anderson, Wharton, Belieber or whatever, all are an upgrade on Ugarte. But losing him, which we have to because he's been terrible for us, and Casemiro means if we're lucky enough to get one of those players, your second one has to be half decent as well, you know, like, so it is a big window. And also I do think we need a striker, and like my backup, you know, 20 million, that Zian Fleming, don't laugh people, don't laugh, that Zian Fleming for Burnley, he's got 9 goals in 24 games. I'm just saying, as an option off the bench, because as I said after church, I maintain that Mbeumo's better wide, Cunha's better wide. So Sesko, when he's not feeling it, when he's not on confidence, when he's not on instinct, you need someone. You
know. People might laugh at me, but I said a couple of years ago we missed a trick out of Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
So that can, you know, we'll be expected to start every week. He'll be all happy on the bench, coming off the bench. You know, I still believe he's the top goal scoring English player this season and in the Premier League. So
yeah, I remember you saying that, and I banged the drum of Watkins before. I think the thing with, if Brighton make Europe, he'll want to experience that with Brighton.
Of course. But I think a couple of years ago there was your window. Yes, you know, ultimately it didn't happen in the end. But you know, and I mean, people might laugh, but I know people have got different opinions on Danny Welbeck.
If,
you know,
if the bulk of the money's going on, you know, because none of those Premier League, even like with 2 years left on the contract, 18 months, none of those midfielders, Premier League experience, are going to come cheaply. So it doesn't, you know, we've got to be realistic with what the club are dealing with because of the fucking gimps, that we're not going to have this load of money. So just think, you know, the bonus from this season is, look, a good side are going to go down. Not a good side, but in terms of half decent squads, West Ham or Spurs, you know, there's definitely pilfering you could do to either of those, because they're going to have fire sales, especially Spurs, if they go down. They're going to not be prepared for that.
As much as I hate West Ham, I hope it is Spurs.
You know, like football, I just love it. I love the culture, and I do want Hearts to win the league. Sorry, anyone listening who supports the other lot. But, you know, for the story itself, no one's done it since Fergie. Oh, so I watched the Hearts Hibs yesterday. I don't really watch. And the Hearts end was brilliant. And you could tell, if you go football, you could just tell it was a proper end. It was a proper end. They weren't like corporates. You know, like, it was people who've been going years.
Years, yeah.
And just when they scored, it was like, you just felt that. It almost made me think, God, I wish I was in that end, you know, just because you know what it's like. If you've been part of something like that where you're just giddy as fuck. And it was like, it just made me feel like there is still, we slag off the way modern football is, but there is still like the end at Chelsea was good.
The Chelsea end was good. I was going to say also Bournemouth as well.
Yeah, sorry.
We were away at Bournemouth.
Yeah,
you know,
said that. That had a lot of old school
that
reds.
Had like an old school reds and an old school chance as well. You've not heard from it in a long, long time. Some of these songs are far superior than the songs we even sing now, you know.
Just need to slow it down.
It's 100 mile an hour, isn't it?
Get songs for all the new players. What's your three films, Ben?
What, favourite films?
That you'd watch over and over again. Because The Untouchables last night, I'd add that to my list, because that, why have they never done it? I know, like, the Tom Hardy show, but Stephen Graham was so good in Boardwalk Empire as Al Capone. Mm. Could have had him as Al Capone in a film. But anyway, Untouchables, brilliant. What are your three films?
Go very old school and way beyond my age, but Battle of Britain's one of them.
Oh!
Battle of Britain.
That was very high, bit.
Battle of Britain, Ghostbusters, because that's always been my favourite film since childhood. So I've got to put Ghostbusters in there. Now the third one's a difficult one.
That could also be best theme tune for a movie.
Well, it could be. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, go on.
Third one. Maybe the original Italian Job, you know. I don't like the original
good
Italian
choices
Job.
There, Ben.
That's a bit of Michael Caine.
We are the Self-Preservation Society.
Yeah.
I remember singing that on one of the early Juve when we were getting chased around by men with machetes. And if you want the pods to keep on, please, because if we can keep the fans in going, then the pods stay. So, I've always said, all the corporate things, you play a part in independent fanzine culture. So, sub in the next couple of months, if you can. Mike had kind words for the pod last time. Thanks a lot. hate of the week. I've got fucking loads. So I will go particularly in the hype about I'm a Celeb. Jimmy Ballard's a knob. Who'd have fucking guessed that?
Yeah.
You know that.
And Hay. And well, David Hay, yeah. We all know that.
But, it, like, so people are going, Matt, and like, have you seen about I'm a Celeb? No. And so I thought, right, you know, you can't miss out. You have to reinvent yourself. You have to, like, pay attention to what everyone's talking about. The fucking thing was filmed last September. Hey. Not the live show, but the whole thing. This whole thing
that was filmed about a year ago, yeah.
Was filmed last September. So people are going mad, going, have you seen what they've said in the jungle? And I was going, it's fucking 8 months ago. It's like,
I thought they were lying.
I could have a row with someone up the road.
Yeah.
I
thought they were all live.
The only thing that was live was the final. So, and that was in a studio back here. So basically, Ant and Dec wanted to go on a jolly to South Africa in the fucking autumn. But it really pissed me off. And it's just like, the way. Right. Any hate, Ben?
Not really, to be fair. You know, it's been another good week. It's been glorious weather the last few days.
It's been very nice.
Yeah, it's been very nice.
You forget the winter and all the wet moans.
Yeah, that's true. The one thing I would say is probably like getting a GP appointment. It's getting ridiculous now. Used to be you have to phone up before 8 o'clock. Now it's you've got to fill a triage form out online before 8 o'clock. And that's even before you can even have a chance of getting in front of anybody. You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, sorry, all our allotted time slots are taken up, eh?
Yeah, that's bad.
How's that happening for the last few days, you know?
Have you got the NHS app?
I've got the NHS app as well.
So, like in my GP, they finally got their shit together that you can actually, you've got to wait till they open, but you can message and then like.
Yeah. The GP we're at was all online now. You was going to do triage forms, everything, and then they phone you back, but.
You won't be surprised.
Managed to get an appointment for Wednesday, so that's all right.
Well, surprised to hear when I put a note to the doctor, it's about 8 pages long, and they obviously think, fuck, you know. Just shut up, man. Right, so, 16 minutes already, Ben.
It's all right,
doesn't
it?
Time fly
doesn't
when you're
time fly by
right,
when you
I'm going to go
about.
Prediction-wise, I'm going to go, I just got a funny feeling Sunday might be a bit draw, but so I'll call today a 1-1 draw because I want to batter them Sunday.
2-0 United today.
3-1.
I'll take, look, you know, like, the mood's good, let's keep it going, but it's just been lovely. If we can actually build on this properly, you know, like, because it has been a free hit season, we had nothing to lose. The only thing we had to compete for was Europe. We've done better than we thought was dead possible, but we haven't actually had proper, you know, this is now or never, this game counts. So to be back in the mix, not saying, you know, like, but this is an interesting one for another day. Where do we think, like, do we target second next year? You know, like, where do we go? But you buy two really good midfielders and that squad, you know, you've got to cope with the fullbacks. It's not Christmas, so we're not going to get a fucking left back and a right back like I'd also want. But let's see. It'll be interesting. But on that note, I don't want to be fucking behest to flight trackers and all those nights all summer. Right, okay, we'll speak later. Thank you. And I'll try and grab anyone who walks past who's got anything interesting to say. In the Nick God Hates Red News part 4022, he called me a wimp earlier because I was saying should I wear long johns. I'm now thinking I should have worn long johns. It's nearly May. In the time between me and Ben doing that pod where it was blue sky, you'll see the Twitter post, it's now darkened, it's cold, it's windy, and I'm shivering. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. You alright?
It's literally hold a mag in the air and a plague of locusts will come next.
It's been glorious weather all day, all weekend. I can't remember last time I saw a cloud.
You may as well just cry. The photo was blue sky and then out of nowhere. It's May next week and everyone's taking the piss. I'm wearing a semi-winter jacket. And now I'm thinking it's not warm enough. I should have worn long johns. Oh, Jason Statham, Nick, giving it this morning. If he comes up in shorts. So how are you? How was Naples?
It was good.
As good as they say, it's your second time.
Yeah, I went like 10 years ago, and it has changed a lot in that time. Like, it's become another level in terms of, like, that since Maradona died, it's come. It is mad.
To
like,
us. Or yeah. The
and, well, yeah. Both. I think they go hand in hand, really. It gets to a point where it's a bit disconcerting. It is literally like he is the Messiah. And like the number of like little shops selling, like just making money off the back of him. Like selling, it's like an Aperol spritz, but it's blue and it's just called a Maradona spritz and stuff like that. I think, yeah. But it's class. Like, went to the game, played Napoli against Lazio.
Shite game.
It was a terrible game, but it was still class to be there, you know. Like,
yeah, so the Tifo looked fucking.
So, but yeah, it's class. I
must really go. Is it as moody?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't feel it because, like I say, there is so much more tourism there that I think it will be on the outskirts, obviously. But yeah. I think in the centre, it doesn't feel it as much.
Also,
anymore.
Crime gets involved in tourism, doesn't it? Well, so you start making money there that you want it to.
Yeah, but yeah, I would recommend it for anyone who's not.
Yeah, I must do. But from that, there was that video doing the rounds of Maradona training. In 84, or no, was it when he's just holding, flicking the ball
up? Yeah.
And you just think, he was so good.
Yeah. No, he was. He was fast, wasn't he? Proper mentalist.
Yeah. It's like, how do you do it? Right, so don't
but
get
then it's, it's just, I love, like, you know, obviously it's nowhere near as the same level, but it's still great just going around the city and just seeing loads of pictures of Scott McTominay. Like, they absolutely love him as well.
How
like, it's
play?
Brilliant. He was all right. Like, everyone was, like, The only good bit was that De Bruyne was so bad that they took him off at half time.
How was Hoyland?
Nothing really, but no one was really, but yeah, it was great.
Where's next? I know use Nathan for all your photography needs, please get in touch, he's great. It's going all right, isn't it?
Yeah, busy at the moment, working pretty
so
much.
So that dictates when you'll go somewhere, I suppose.
Yeah. I suppose
if anyone wants to hire you for the World Cup,
yes.
New one Sunday.
But yeah, it's going well.
Great, well done, mate.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
So's Manchester United.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, the mood is good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, when was the last time we were spoken? Can't remember.
Well, when was the last Leeds. One? There was a negative headline.
Yeah.
Ratcliffe's obnoxious. That was it.
Yeah.
That's the last time. What's it? 2-3 months ago.
Yeah. Well, that's the good thing, isn't it? All the bad news press stories are
Chelsea.
Around Chelsea, yeah. and Spurs. We've seen it multiple times, but I hate the way that the players just turn off and on. Like yesterday,
yeah,
Chelsea, like
Fernandez,
it's just,
yeah.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, how many United players,
the
United managers have sat there and then the next game they've showed up. Like I didn't rate, what's his name anyway, at Chelsea, but he must have been pissed off. Well, as pissed off as you would be getting a multi-million pound payoff for doing
it is,
about a
I
month's
mean,
work.
It's a changing world, isn't it?
Yeah, enjoy, and it shows mate. They've got all the power, doesn't it?
It's just.
The players.
It'll only get worse, won't it? You know, the more expansion, they're just managers won't.
Well, yeah.
If you're sacking managers after, you know, 100 days, and it was clearly not working, but you just think.
Yeah, that was a mad
the,
one
the
team, to give it
in to start
with.
The Premier League squads now know, oh, we can get rid of him.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even have to wait to the end of the season to see him off.
Man. Well, yes, yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight. I don't think it'll be easy. I think it'll be.
They're a good side.
Yeah, and they're like.
I'm nicking your chips.
They're obviously looking up to, you know, European spots, aren't they? So they've got something to play for. So it won't be easy at all.
Hmm.
But, you know, why not?
I've got I don't know. We'll see. We've just had a few Doom Laden night games here, haven't we, this season?
Well, we've had far too many night games that haven't included European football. It's ridiculous,
Monday,
isn't it?
But that's, you know, among many consolations, especially if we do make the Champions League, that we'll actually play a few more Saturdays, which I thought we'd do this season. This will be a good one. What's your three films that you'd always return to and watch and watch and watch?
My favourite film of all time is 2001 Space Odyssey. But I do like, they are quite similar, but Interstellar as well is up there. And then, this is a controversial one. But I'm going to say it. I don't care. I absolutely... Oh, I just should have said it. I absolutely love La La Land. I think that is a great film.
I've never seen it.
It's superb. I have to be in a mood. To be in a certain mood.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's, yeah, it's great.
What's your mood for La La Land? The things we talk about on a pod, we're by Old Trafford and we're talking about La La Land.
So
it's not about the Teletubbies.
I don't watch a lot of films on repeat, really, because I like watching new films. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But so sometimes, you just get
a comfort film, innit?
With The Untouchables last night, I ended up watching like 45 minutes because I just love it. And then I googled, because I thought, well, my Arsenal mate's not doing it, how old was Sean Connery? He was 57 when he filmed playing an old man and about to retire. I thought he's 2 years older than me. I'm obsessed with my age. Right, give us a score prediction then. We're going to do one after in the pub. Thank you.
2-1. I think they'll score, but I think we'll win.
Okay. I'm sticking with my 1-0. I just got a feeling. But I just hope.
I'd like to think, you know, we've not had that much of a break compared to we have been. So I think
5 games left.
Yeah.
It was really good. Like waking up Sunday, just like buzzing, you know, like a victory like that. Yes, pressure eased.
I was gutted I missed it. I did try and find it because it was straight after the Napoli game. I did find a little pub, but they weren't having it about putting it on, so I did miss it, which was a shame. But it looked like it was great to be there as well.
Yeah. What did you eat there?
Pizza.
Any pasta?
Not really.
What's your favourite pasta?
I don't know.
If pasta shape.
They all taste,
usually
they all taste
quite
the
nice.
Same, don't they?
Yeah, but tagliatelle's a bit... You've got to be in the right mood for tagliatelle. Usually, it's all right, actually.
Like, I've got to be in the mood to watch La La Land. You've got to be in the mood to eat tagliatelle.
Fucking hell. All right, on that note, see you later. Right, cheers to everyone who bought the mag tonight. It was a bit quiet for us, but... mag campaign, sorry, I have to fucking throw it in somewhere. Right, I'll get Nick's thoughts out of the way first. Nick reckons we lost the initiative as soon as we went three at the back. We need a winger. We need a left-handed winger. And he's wary, and then he started moaning, like Nick lovely does, that look at Newcastle last season. They had no Europe. So they could concentrate on the league. They did well. Then as soon as they had to battle on a few fronts, they absolutely went to shit. So he said, then he ruffled about, we'll be out of Europe, right? And I was like, all right, Nick. But it was a strange game because I thought it was really entertaining. I enjoyed it. Spectacle. Their goal was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Ours, Sesko needed a goal, he got a goal. He fought everywhere. It was just odd. They had so many chances. I almost thought, like, God, if Brentford play like that at City, at the boot camp, you know, like, play like that. We had chances, we did really well at first half, we did defended well, Casemiro was putting his body, you know, like there is a man who wants to go out on a high. But it was just a strange one, really, and not in a moany, you know, we won, I was entertained.
Yeah, no, I agree, I think...
We wanted for them to come out.
Yeah, my man of the match, we were just saying, my man of the match absolutely was Maynard. I think... I've seen him today in a way that I don't think I've ever seen him play before. The way he put himself about, he was winning tackles. He was everywhere. I think he was absolutely superb today.
Do you remember all that time we were saying the midfield lets us down? All through this run of Carrick, it's not been the midfield. I thought we were just defensively we stood off. Lamens came to the party. You know,
he made a couple of really good saves. Like. One off the line, like when we got here just then, I realised like it almost crossed the line. Like he saved it really well.
The second one,
the one came off Aidan Heaven's shoulder, I think it was. But
Heaven was decent.
He was great. He was good. I've got a hate of the week to do with him, indirectly to do with him.
Brian is not coming off for him, and I've just seen the replay of the goal where he's going to Bruno. But Bruno, like, I think he wanted to go, like, Sesko needs a goal more than you do. I'm passing.
But we were just saying, this.
Bruno, again.
We were just saying this about, like, it was probably easier to give it to Mbeumo, but then maybe 4D chess for Bruno. He thinks that everyone thinks he's going to pass it to and Bruno, so I'm going to do it the other way.
Well, the pause he does, Bruno, I mean, like, he's just getting better and better.
Yeah. He's two off the record now, I think it is. So.
But it's not coming off for Brian, and I
beat
think
that,
he
that record against the Scousers, that'd be lovely.
Well, that's first half. I said Sesko needs a goal, Brian needs a goal, and Ahmad needs a goal. Ahmad had a really poor, you know, it's just not coming off. If it had gone in...
Ever since Nick spoke to him that time, it's gone terrible, hasn't it?
But they had so many chances. Like, that's what we can't, they, you they can't look, get away with that.
You can tell the way they played it, you know, the... I know we're going very footbally here, but they do a lot of very positive passing through the lines and stuff. And they were, you know, on another day, they could have got a good few goals.
I was impressed by their goal scoring. I was impressed by their right back. I thought he was good, 33 for them. You can see it, but it's like, I don't know, like, it's one of those games where you just immediately move on, go, yep, job done, few concerns, but played all right. We're all but there now into Champions League, which I do think is important.
And I get what Nick means about you know, like, it's a different level once you're also fighting in Europe, but we're going to make signings. Do you know what I mean? I do wish that. And, you know, if he wants to go to Miami, then fair enough. But I would love it if we say it every week. If he was to be like, I'll take a pay cut and I'll stay.
Because he's got the know-how. He's got the know-how.
Exactly. Especially.
It's not about he's got the pace.
We'll miss his goals.
He's got 10 for the season.
We'll miss his goals.
26 for us
and
in 4 years.
Being in Europe, he's literally been there and done it. But if he wants to go, then fair.
So many players we should have had 5 years earlier.
I buzz my tits off. His goal, the celebration, really caring. There was a moment where he gave the ball away. Like, I think it's right.
I do. I think he knows he can end on an eye. On a high.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't go out.
And
like,
I said a few weeks ago, didn't it? You know, it's like leave before the football leaves you. That was the thing about him, wasn't it? He's literally proving that. He's going to go, right, well, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
On the high. I said it a few weeks ago, didn't I? Like, you know, even though he's being paid ridiculous money, he's becoming a cult player for the fans.
It's to go with that Cantona quote, you know, know when you're tired. Like, that Forest game, whenever the fuck they arrange it for. Yeah. Imagine the fucking accolades he's going to get. Yeah. Like, he didn't see his arse. Yeah. He cared.
Yeah.
He came back after a shit season to not just see his, you know, like, under managers he didn't really gel with.
We want him to stay because we know that he's still great. That's us just being selfish, you know. And that's the perfect time to leave for him. Because at the end, it could be, you'd rather that than, oh, I can't wait for him to fuck off.
I do. We need a lot of numbers. And I don't know how many from the academy will really be ready. You know, how many games Shay Lacy can manage. Is Morehouse up to it? We need so many bodies for a League Cup, say a couple of games. For the Champions League, you know, that on the bench. That you, like, we are going to sign, but we're not going to sign like six or seven. It's going to be three or four, isn't it? Yeah. But we're losing seven or eight. It's one of those years where you lose more than you buy in. And that's the right thing, because keep buying Premier League proven, and you know, like. But I do see where it's taken aside where Nick's going with that.
Well, no, it's
but
true.
Imagine how.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we've said it multiple times. Casemiro and the likes of Shaw are probably playing better this season because they're only playing once a week.
I think Shaw starts every week.
Well, this is his best season since when?
He can do. But not when you've got three games a week.
No. But with an older player, it's not necessarily the fitness, it's the know-how, isn't it? It's pacing yourself through the game and choosing your moments and stuff.
Shaw has got a footballing brain. He knows when.
I love Shaw at Chelsea. As soon as Ganesso got the ball, Shaw had the first chance. He just went, I'm having that, boss.
You think, like, to put in the position the what-ifs, United, what if we'd have stuck with Amorim? You know, we peter out, so I think we would have 3-4 to 8-4 night, maybe a Conference League. The whole mood of the place. Yeah. Like, I think we made this point We've done it about three times in 3 years on this pod. Yeah, they had a lot of chance. But a Monday win. Move on. Roll on Sunday. How good's that?
Well, Carrick has now won more league games this season than Amlin did.
Well, we're seeing the thing there. So what are we on? Two defeats in how many games is that? 6, 9? Is it 14? I can't count without my glasses. This is like fucking... This is the Teletubbies. 13. Two defeats. Two draws. 9 wins is that. Bloody hell. And I say, like, I've got no qualms, but it's games like tonight where you go, next season I want you to learn from it. Kobe excellent, Casemiro excellent, Sesko working his bollocks off.
He took his goal well as well.
Took his goal very well.
He could have panicked, he could have shot first time.
Josh had really kind words for the pod, and we had two suggestions for films. Shawshank Redemption, good call. Book's excellent as well, The Green Mile. And Once Upon a Time in the West.
The Shawshank Redemption's good. The book is also good. It's called The Green Mile.
Yeah.
The Green Mile's a film.
Oh, hang on. No, what's the Shawshank?
There's a Green Mile film.
Fucking hell, no.
The book's The Shawshank Redemption.
No, it's...
It's a short story, isn't it? But it's not The Green Mile.
Yes. It's called the Portrait of Something or Other, isn't it? Right. Liz, we need to Google this. Come on, Nathan, speak.
Carry on talking.
What did you make of it, Pat, today?
What were we asking, Barney?
What did you make of the game?
I think we're in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And I think we, as a team, now have to think, right, we're in the Champions League, and we have to now go forward, and we have to look at, how good Casemiro was tonight, but he's not the future, and he's not for the Champions League next year. So I'm happy to go. We need to be looking at a couple of midfielders. Centre-half from Tottenham's looking like it could be a done deal. But I've heard all this stuff before. I thought tonight we're under pressure for a long time and different periods. But we contained it. But we're talking about a team like Brentford who are pretty good in the Premiership. Where would they be in the Champions League? So I think for us to go forward... I do think we have to get in the mic.
We will go forward, though. Do you think this is the moment where we don't do the one step forward, one step back? Do you think this is... I think this is a real opportunity, hopefully, everything crossed, that we can kick the remnants of the last 13 years behind. I'm not saying win the league next season, I'm not saying win the Champions League, but actually not doggy paddle backwards next year. Actually go, right, we're in the top four now, let's see what, you know... Right.
I'll tell you where I'm at with the Barney, and this is the honest truth, right? I've called them out all the time, Glazers, right, which we will do forever and ever and ever. Ineos is in there calling them out, right? So they're saying they're going to now red all the average players out, right, and rebuild whatever we've got to do, right? And I'll go, right, okay, show us what you're going to do. And if they're willing to do a little bit what you're saying, get rid of them. With all due respect, the shit that we're talking about, and I'm not going to go Dallow, I'm not going to go this, I'm not going to go, and I'm right, and then bring in some established players. And I do think the players within Europe, the classy players within Europe, are now looking at Manchester United going, I want a slice of that. I want a slice of that now. I've seen, right, so when they were younger, they would have seen us doing all the trophies that we had, 99, 2000, and all that, and they're going, they're rebuilding it. I want to be part of that because they're going to think we're going to be the next big team. So why wouldn't Ineos?
I'll call them out. I don't like Ratcliffe and that. But what I will do is, I've got a couple of mates who are trying to use the word. There's stories I can't bring, but they know Gerardo socially, you know.
Yeah.
And they say, not only is he working his bollocks off, but he's a shrewd operator. All during the Amarin thing, we put this in the mag at the time, at the gossip. The word was, Wilcox is, he was getting a load of shit when it all went tits up, that he's a very shrewd operator. Now's the time to back up. What I did like last summer, I put it in Sunday's mag, by the mag, I have to get that in somewhere.
Yeah, I've got it in my back.
There's a new one I'm going to sell you on Sunday.
Oh, you're joking,
Barney. 2 in a week,
hey,
sorry.
Barney, I'm going to come down to my
Premier League proven players.
Go on.
Was important for this season with Cunha and Bremo.
Brilliant.
We knew what they were coming into.
Goalkeeper was another terrific
fantastic. Right, let me go to Alpa. Yeah. Al, what did you make of today?
What, the game?
That's fine.
But that's it. Oh. Yeah, I was saying earlier on, I thought, and I was saying to you, wasn't I? I thought Maynou is improving so, so much. And that makes a big difference to the whole team. I thought we was on the back foot too long. We scored two quick, good goals. But I think we withdrew a little bit, and that's not our game. But I thought, overall, Carrick is making a massive improvement.
And where do you see the most important things to strengthen in the summer?
Somebody with Maynou. A good centre-half. And I, don't get me wrong, I think Maguire is doing fantastically well. I really do. So maybe somebody to support him, and then maybe bring on what we've got. And then obviously we've got Shaw, who I think is fantastic, but we can't rely on him forever, because when he's out, I think we miss him.
Yeah.
So strengthen that department.
But we don't, don't we?
Hasn't he been
in every league squad this season, which has been very rare, you know, like you can't
rely. We can't rely on him.
That's because we've played a fraction of the games that we should be playing.
That's what I'm saying. So,
any hates of the week?
No.
You don't hate. I hate. Right.
We conceded a goal.
Right, so, Stephen King, Rita Hayworth, that's it.
Rita Hayworth from the Shawshank Redemption.
Sorry.
Not the Green Mile.
Sorry.
It's a different book.
So, because I collect Stephen King in my sad auto. I've collected him since I was 12. This is a sad confession. I've even been to Bangor, Maine, where Stephen King lives, with my mum when I was young, and suss it out because I've got... This is really fucking sad. Is it the people who had no respect for me has just sunk even lower. But anyway, I've read pretty much all of his stuff. My first introduction I was reading when I was 12, I'm on a tangent, Nathan, sorry, read at bed. That became out of nowhere, prolific reader. Stephen King got me into it. Red Rum, The Shining. Suddenly realised, late at night, reading under the covers, it's fucking murder backwards. Shack me up. But yeah, so The Green Mile was the novellas, but this is an obscure podcast bit that, right.
I don't know what I mean.
Right, Josh. Well, Josh. On this thing with the mag, my last tangent of the night, people, is I went to a school where it was very rough, London rough, in the early 80s. You know, people saying, oh, London's this and that. In the 70s and 80s, it was a fucking rum place. Where the teachers were dissatisfied, the kids were rebellious, there was loads of aggro. And all the teachers, I was zoned out. So, for me to do, if anyone walks past, which sometimes they do and go, shit about Red News, I left with fuck all, really. I hadn't paid attention. I had no English, you know. So to be a producer and make 39 years really makes me proud. Because my careers teacher, when I said, he said, what do you like doing? I said, supporting Man United and doing this thing. And he said, you'll never make anything of yourself. And like, just do one. And he was a piss can. And so I think, fuck off you. And there was only one teacher who went, Barney, you know, work and then do this in your spare time. Go on, go for it. It was the only one. Anyway, right, Josh said nice words. Once Upon a Time in the West, which, sorry, I think I got confused with Once Upon a Time in America. So I don't think I've ever seen Once Upon a Time in the West. And I apologise profusely in the run-up to the game that I said I'd seen it and I don't think I have. Sorry, Nathan. And sorry, everyone. Why am I talking so much?
I don't know.
I don't talk to anyone.
What are your films?
I've said those. Listen,
I've not heard them.
Listen to the podcast.
All right, okay.
Well, isn't it nice that we're talking about obscure films that you don't know the names of instead of moaning about the football?
I've got a hate of the week.
Go on.
I've got a couple.
Me.
And I know that this is about contradictory because I've just talked about Bruno and I've referred to Bruno as Bruno a lot. But everyone refers to Bruno as Bruno. That's acceptable. The person who sat next to me, I feel like I've said this before about it. When fans just refer to players, all players, by their first name.
Like, Bruno is fine. We get that. But then they're like, well done, Aiden. Well done, Luke. You don't know them. Aiden Heaven does not know you.
It wasn't me. No. I call a lot of them by their first. I call him Bri. Come on, Bri. Like, he's my mate. That would annoy you.
No, I just think there's certain one, like, yeah, refer to him as Aiden. Referring
say
to
Sess. Come on, Sess.
Well, you know. Well, what's that? No one knows what Casemiro's first name is anyway, so they couldn't do it for that. But
because what baffled me, thankfully, the cover, both fanzine covers by both fanzines, are a tribute to Cas on. Is it's an I, isn't it? It's not an E. It's Cas I, but he's changed it to the E. Why did he change it?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out by UWS in the interview.
And my other did you know it? I don't know if it's been like it for a while, but the block directly behind the dugouts today,
yeah,
is pure. That has it been that recently, and I've missed it.
Yes,
but today was it stood at that whole block was Disneyland. That was literally like I've never seen it like that before.
Well, I've not prompted you to say this, have I? There's two things in Sunday's mag. One, which is very interesting, it's a piss take letter in the letters, but it's about what it's like in the block next to it and how it's affected them, and it's fucking scary. So it's not just the hospitality in that bit, it's how the knock on is for the people, the normal Reds, who are getting moved again. And also that they show people to the side of the pitch, so Pete Shaw goes on one.
So, yeah, and I've probably just missed it for the however many games, but it just really stood out tonight. And then my other hate is linked to that. I think it was when Mbeumo came off. And, you know, fair enough.
I said, Bri, come on.
And, you know, everyone's paid for the tickets. But the shirt just got thrown into that group.
Did it?
Yeah. And it's just like, fair enough, those kids, there's kids in there, they love the club just as much. But, do you know what I mean? Like, just because they're able to afford to be in that bit, they're getting...
I wonder if they're being told the hospital.
Yeah. Maybe.
If they can't shift them,
but
isn't it 700 quid for that ticket?
But,
I mean, that's just bonkers.
If it's going to be anywhere, I'd rather it be there. In the Stretford end. No, so
you should take it to the family stand and give it to the young kids.
But for
the shirts and stuff.
For 700 quid, I'd want to get on to replace him, Bremo. Fucking hell. 700 quid a match. Yeah, during a game though, not a half time. That'll start Shane off. Right. I am sorry, people. I love people who come up and say they like these podcasts. It is enjoyable listening back, but we do
talk
shit.
I think that just really, I went to the Napoli game the other week, didn't I? And, like, obviously, I was a tourist in there. It wasn't full, but I was a tourist. But the main thing I took away from it was... There was just lot, and I know there's lots of normal people at the games, at United games. The number of just young people. Do you know what I mean? It was just young kids at the game on their own because it cost them €20 to get in. And you don't get
the pricing. That is the thing.
But also, you need to 8 weeks in advance. We grew up in a culture of kids get them in. Pay on the day, wake up, make that decision. But it's only going to get worse. And a little bit of hate, and I'm the apathy, I'm culpable in this. But we've had all these Monday night games. There should be, you can stick your fucking Mondays up your arse. There should have been something from everywhere. Like, because if we just go, which I'm doing, then it happens. And then it'll happen again and again and again and again.
I remember applying 6 weeks in advance with a stamped address envelope. His ticket sent you if you were successful. Fucking hell.
Right, last word.
Bring on the Scousers.
I can't wait. I think we're going to win. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Got to.
Right, cheers, everyone. Thanks for the support. New mag on Sunday to the regiment. Glory, glory, Man United. Please support the sub campaign. And really, if you got this far, thanks so much.
United 2, Brentford 1 at full time. It's Ben and Zayden here. Fuck me, did we make that half for ourselves in the end, eh? Jesus, I can run a little bit there at the end. But great win, though, great win. Luck is so good at 2-0. I predicted 2-0 before the start. Luck is so good at that. We let it slip. We can see the goal towards the end of that match. My only criticism is second half. They sat a little bit too deep for me. Far too deep, invited too much pressure on for us. But Casemiro and Kobbie Mainoo today, both of them, absolutely fantastic. Casemiro, absolutely quality today, Casemiro. He's my man of the match. Him and Mainoo today is a partnership of fucking unreal. Those two. It's going to be a big loss, Casemiro, in the summer. I don't care what anyone says. It's going to be a massive loss. But what a guy. Zayden, who's been your man of the match today?
Casemiro
as well. Love it. Bruno Fernandes with another assist as well. So that's, what's he, 2-off break of the league record now. What a guy Casemiro is. He's going to be a massive, massive loss in the summer. But, as I said, Bruno Fernandes, again with another assist. He's, what, 2 away for break of the league record. I think, was it 19 now in the league? Something daft like that. Can't remember off the top of my head now. But I know he's 2 away from breaking the record. Another goal for Casemiro. That's what I mean. That's what I said when he's going to be a big miss. In at the back post. If I remember correctly off the top of my head, it was Maguire that's fucking flicked it on towards the back post. And then Maguire... Casemiro just nodded it in from there. And then big Benjamin Sesko getting a goal as well, which is always good. It was a great finish. I was screaming at Bruno, release Brian Bueno. Release him, Bueno. Release him. He's in acres of space. But what do I know, eh? Because Bruno's slotted it straight through to Benjamin Sesko. First touch, lets the opposition player stay on his ass. Second touch, the ball in the back of the net. Quality finish, absolutely great bit of play for Bruno Fernandes. Shows you how much I know, eh? But that's a great result going into the Scousers at the weekend, isn't it, Zayden? Yeah. Kobbie Mainoo, by the way, fuck me. What was? Someone tell me what the problem was with Ruben Amorim and Kobbie Mainoo, because Kobbie Mainoo, a class above again. He was quality at Chelsea away at Stamford Bridge. Quality again tonight. Yes, obviously Casemiro shaded it for man of the match from both me and Zayden, but fuck me, what a player Mainoo is. What the fucking hell was Ruben Amorim doing by not playing him at all? Absolutely criminal on his behalf. But yeah, Scousers on the weekend, Zayden, on Sunday. What do you reckon for that one? We're going to win that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, give me an early score prediction. Go on.
2-1
against the Scousers. I love that. Thank you for everyone who bought Red News before the game. It was beautiful and sunshine when we first met with Barney, me and Zayden. The next thing you know, it's the grey clouds circling pretty quickly. Hopefully Barney managed to get a lot of mags shifted and sold. Thank you for your support, your continued support. As I said, the sub campaign is on now. Please help Red News and save Red News for its 40th year. It's turned 39 a couple of weeks ago. Let's get it to its 40th year. Keep supporting the fanzine. Get subbing, get saving Red News. And Scouts on Sunday, rolling the Scouts on Sunday. Glory, glory, Man United. Say glory, glory, Man United, Zayden.
Glory, glory, Man United.
To the regiment.
To the regiment.
Up the fucking Reds.
Up the fucking Reds.
And up the Red News.
Up the Red News.
Come on, Reds.